Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Is, of course, Deacon Blue and Real Gone Cade, because the very best of Deacon Blue tour is coming to the to Collins Barracks in Dublin. It's happening this Friday, and I'm joined and live by the lead singer, Ricky Ross. Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver.
A pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. You're in Scotland right now, I take it.
I am, yes.
Very good.
Just across the water, not far from you.
No, not far from you. We have a great affinity with the Scots.
Well, I'm actually down in the southwest of Scotland, which is which is even closer than normal.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We could see you if we stepped outside.
If we waved.
Yeah, exactly. Dundee is home for, is kind of your origin place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's where I was born and grew up. But I've lived in Glasgow for more of my life than in Dundee now.
Oh, because we're more familiar with Glasgow for some reason. I was going to ask you what the kind of spirit of Dundee is like compared to Glasgow.
Well, Dundee and Glasgow are quite, you know, they're quite similar cities. In some ways, in both places, fun enough, there's a good number of Irish people, you know, have come to the city. So they've sort of formed the character of the places. But certainly, you know, Glasgow is a bigger place, and Glasgow was the draw for me. You know, there was more going on in Glasgow, and I sort of felt drawn to work and live in there, and just meeting musicians there as well.
Because when you're writing songs, I suppose you have to have some kind of life experiences and rub against characters and eccentrics, which I presume Glasgow has many of.
Yeah, well, plenty. It's funny. It's been a place of inspiration, and I find that probably invariably I always go back to writing there, because I write from home. When you're sort of starting making a record or just writing songs generally, and I find it the best place to be. You know, that you can imagine going to some secluded spot somewhere in the world that was quite picturesque and writing there, but it doesn't usually kind of work like that for me. And yeah, I find I'm better when I'm kind of rooted in the place that I want to be. Yeah, and there's always plenty of characters and events bumping up against you.
Yeah. Deacon Blue, the name comes from a Steely Dan song, is that right?
That's right, yeah. From Asia, Deacon Blue's the song, yeah.
Oh.
And you
came up with the name before you formed the band. Are we talking mid-80s, or how long did it take before the real breakthrough for you?
Well, it was one of these vague ones, because Diggy and I, our drummer, who obviously we're still in the band, and we put the band together in 1985.
Gosh.
And then we kind of came, there are different people coming around, and 86 it really came together. You know, people, Lorraine and Jim and others joined in that year, and we started making our first record in 1986, and then it came out in 87. So we have one of these handily floating anniversaries, which we can, you know, we can land on any of these years as it suits us.
Very good, because you've the very best tour now, and next year you can go 40th anniversary since the formation. You can keep going. You're coming to Collins Barracks. You were here last year. You've done two shows in Dublin fairly recently.
Yes, yeah, we love playing in Dublin. I mean, we've played, I guess, you know, since 1987. I'm not sure where the first time we actually came was 87 or 80, but it's always been a great place. And I think this is probably only the second time we've done, that's not quite true actually. After lockdown, and we couldn't fit back the gigs back into where we were going to play, so we did play out in St Anne's Park. So we have done
St Anne's Park
and
the Olympia, now Collins Barracks. Do you know much about Collins Barracks, by the way?
Well, I can only imagine it's of historical significance given the name, but I don't know much about it, no.
Yeah, well, it's part of the National Museum of Ireland, so if you have time, you should skip in there, because all the decorative arts are in there, and there will be some common heritage with the Celts, because there's the meters, you know, the four-handed cup that they would have put in the middle of all the chieftains.
Ah.
So you might even be able to have a pint yourself out of it. No better man.
Yes.
I don't even know if you drink. It was the Royal Barracks. It's about 200 years old, so it'll be a nice haunted place. And obviously, being a military barracks for the Brits, was prostitution around there. But that's all gone now. You see, Dublin is a lovely, clean, perfect city. Nothing like that would be going on. We were talking earlier on in the show about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and all these kind of breakups among Hollywood types. Yourself and Lorraine McIntosh are going strong.
Well, seem to be. She's, you know, I haven't checked in this morning, but so far so good. Yeah. 34 years this
34?
Year.
Yeah, wow.
We've been married. Yeah, yeah. And I'm down in the heart of our family down here at the moment. We're away for a couple of days with her, getting together with her brothers. So yeah, we're going strong.
But going strong is quite an achievement anyway. But doing so in the music industry, and both of you singing all those years. I mean, it's a remarkable success, really, isn't it?
Well, we enjoy what we do. You know, we enjoy being in the band, we enjoy being part of the band, but we both enjoy what we do. And we kind of, in recent years, have also done different things which have stimulated us in different ways. Lorraine's gone off and acted, and something I wouldn't be doing. And I've gone off and done solo projects or little theatre projects, which... just different things, and then we come back together and make music. Yeah, I do a radio show as well. I'm on, so you know, we allow ourselves some leeway to go out and do things. But I think we kind of united around music and singing together and playing together, and that's the kind of common thing that we both enjoy. So far, so good.
Do you love touring together, husband and wife, on the road? Because it seems like a stressful thing.
I think probably touring is probably the thing that, I think you always enjoy being at home. You know, we enjoy doing the shows. I think touring is the thing that, probably just is the most tiring aspect of it. Yeah. But we do enjoy it. We've had a fantastic year, in fact, because we've been out. We did a big UK and Ireland tour last year, then we went to Australia and New Zealand, and then South Africa. So we've had quite a year of it over the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. And we've been lucky enough to enjoy some really lovely places, but also just like getting home.
you mentioned, because you do other projects, you write songs for other people as well on occasion.
I did a lot of it in probably the early 2000s, mm-hmm. when I thought it was kind of more of a, almost going to be the thing that I did. And then, to my surprise, really, in some ways, we sort of came back, Deacon Blue sort of came back, started making records again. I haven't really done much of it over the last 10 years because there hasn't been so much time. And I wasn't enjoying it as much. And I kind of got out of it with some songs that had some success with it. I thought, yeah, that's quite nice. But I'm not sure I would like to do it at the moment. Unless someone comes and says, really, a very specific project, then it's slightly different.
Which ones are you proud of having written for other people?
A couple of things that obviously the biggest one was one with James Blunt, which was on his first record, which was a huge record. And then with Jimmy Cullum, which was also a hit record. I'm All Over It. They were really significant songs. Nancy Griffiths. And I can't remember the other one.
I think Ronan Keating. You worked with Ronan Keating as well.
Yeah. I wrote a song for him. But really, I was writing a song. I think we certainly did a bit of co-writing. I'm not sure what actually came out there. But yeah, certainly that song.
I don't remember that. I went back to my own. Also, Jamie Callum, James Blunt, Ronan Keating. Deacon Blue is far cooler than those brands. You don't have to comment on that if you don't want. And Nancy Griffith, there's an interesting story there, isn't there? Because you had once written a bad review for poor old Nancy.
But not one of her songs. Yeah, From a Distance, which is not one of my favourite songs. Nancy's she was a brilliant songwriter.
One of those enormous hits.
When I first went to Nashville. What's that?
One of those enormous hits, not my favourite song.
Yeah, it's not, because it's not her song. But, I felt really bad about that. But once, being a cheeky upstart, sort of said I didn't really like the song. And then when I first went to Nashville, a mutual friend of mine said, I was getting contacts to go and write with people. She said, and there's Nancy. But I was a huge Nancy Griffith fan, really, to be honest with you. So going to write with Nancy was a real honour. And, it's really sad. Her passing was really, really sad. Huge, huge artist. Amazing.
There's a lovely message in here for you. I met Ricky Ross at the World Fla in Portlaoise, that's down in the Midlands of Ireland, in 2007. I was working with the artist and he was so, so lovely. I had a little crush and he did nothing to make it go away, says Orla. After all these years. He's happily married, Orla. Get a grip. The very best of Deacon Blue Tour. What can we expect in Collins Barracks on this Friday?
Well, we've been doing a few of these shows over the summer, and we've been lucky with the weather, which is, I don't know whether we can expect good weather, because we've been very lucky with lovely weather, open air this summer. So hopefully we'll get a bit of that. We're doing a lot of songs just from right across the catalogue. You know, we're doing things what we always try to do is just to give people what we always say is the best night of their lives. You know, just every night just should be something very special. Looking forward to it hugely. And there'll be a lot of energy, because we played last weekend, and then you're kind of counting down the days till you get back out again. Because once you're in a mood to... When you're in the mood to play gigs, you're waiting for the next one to come along, and always really excited about it.
Well, when you're enjoying it, they enjoy it, and we
hugely,
enjoy it.
Hugely,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that you lost a dog recently, a beloved dog in the family.
Yeah, well, the family dog, yeah. Oliver, Lorraine's been, he really was Lorraine's dog, because she trained him. He was everyone's dog, but the kids have grown up, so they come and go. But he just followed Lorraine around all over the place. But he'd been blind for a couple of years, and his life wasn't, had a few other things going on. So we lost him the weekend before last. So it's been a big, big passing.
It's always a gap in your life, though, isn't it, when you're used to an animal like that?
Yeah, I think everyone who's got close to dogs knows this. When they lose him, he's a big character. He's a big character in the house, and a very lovable dog as well. He was just everywhere we went. So, he's a big loss.
I'm sorry to hear that. But listen, Ricky Ross, you and Lorraine and the rest of Deacon Blue, we very welcome back to Dublin on Friday. I hope you have a great time, and I hope the weather stays good. But sure, if it doesn't. We'll be grand, as we say over here.
We'll be absolutely fine either way. But thank you, Oliver. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And nice chatting to you, and have a good day.